If you go to San Francisco, be sure to wear flowers in your arse. Ah,
yes, Professor, I'm back. Henchman?
Yes, sir?
Put my bags down over there.
Over where, sir?
There, over there.
Over here, sir?
Yes, do I have to tell you everything?
No, sir.
Right, we'll put them down there.
The bags, sir?
Yes, the bags. Put the bags down.
Well, here, sir.
Yeah, oh, never mind. Get out.
Out, sir?
Tell me, henchman, why is it that people like me, brilliant masterminds with superbly conceived plans to take over the world, always surround themselves with people like you?
Don't know, sir.
I thought you probably wouldn't.
Perhaps I could help you with him, Mr. Mordig.
How, Professor?
I am the world's foremost expert in hypnotherapy and brainwashing.
Yeah, well, thanks to your expertise, Professor, I will shortly be able to make the whole world dance to my tune.
Yeah, right on. And begin a new era of peace and love for all mankind.
Nothing can stop us now.
Sure thing, dude. Except perhaps the preventers.
Believe me, Professor, I have the preventers exactly where I want them.
Great Britain, the near future. An unknown threat hangs over the future of civilization as we know it. Send for the preventers. Craig Sturdy, tall, suave, sophisticated.
Hello, the name's Sturdy. My friends call me Craig, but you can call me darling.
Penelope Gold, petite, elegant, and vaguely foreign.
I'm an enigmatic woman, or am I?
And Mike Stallion, the third one.
Hello? My leg seems to be trapped by an avalanche of polystyrene boulders. Bloody typical.
Together they form the Preventers. Craig, Penelope and Mike are on a top secret mission in the People's Republic of San Pedro.
Damn and blast it all.
Quiet, Mike. These grounds are crawling with sentries.
There is the presidential palace. El Presidente is inside preparing his live presidential broadcast. The back of the palace is extremely well guarded, but there seems to be a weakness at the front.
Okay, Mike, you take the back. Penny and I'll go around the front. Let's go.
Oh, surprise, surprise. Why don't I just paint a big target on my polo neck sweater while I'm about it?
Well, whatever you think best, Mike, but I thought that was a rather foolish idea.
Yes, not particularly stylish.
Yeah. All right, I'm going.
Well, it's been quite a weekend.
Yes.
You know, there's something about the tropics. Don't know what it is. Something that makes them different to any other part of the world.
Really, Craig?
Yes. I think it's hotness, mostly.
Yes, but don't forget, Craig, that hotness is merely an absence of coldness.
That's rather an enigmatic way of looking at it.
I'm an enigmatic woman, Craig.
Uh-huh.
Hey, come on, let's go. Mike must have knocked out the surveillance cameras by now.
People of San Pedro. No, too throaty. People of San Pedro. No, too effeminate.
It's El Presidente.
Yes, and he's alone.
Where's that makeup girl?
Craig, did you hear that? One of us should pretend to be the makeup girl.
Good idea, Penny. You stay here and watch the door.
People of San Pedro. What the? Who the?
You sent for me.
Where's the makeup girl?
You're looking at her. Now then. How about some number 7 blusher, Mr. Bigshot Presidente? Or should I say Colonel Juan Pimento, head of the evil junta that has used violence, treachery and blackmail to rule this tinpot republic since King Jose fled to the neighboring province of San Miguel?
Yes, all right, but not too much. I don't want to look like W.C. Fields.
Here we are.
Just a minute. That's not number 7 blusher, and you're no makeup girl. Hands up, Senor Craig Sturdy. So, this is one of the famous, the preventers.
Give it up, El Presidente. What can you possibly hope to achieve now?
San Pedro is a small country, Senor Sturdy, but an extremely wealthy one. Once I have bled its people dry, I propose to buy a big house and eat whatever I want.
In time, you will become a puppet dictator, just like all the others.
Rubbish.
Like your predecessor, Senor Sooty. Or your neighbours, Colonel Hector and Generals Pinky and Perky.
Silence!
10 seconds, Mr. Presidente. Autoprompt rolling.
Stand quite still, said your study. I should not like to have to kill you on live television.
In the 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and go!
People of San Pedro, I would like to say how pleasant it is to be addressing you as your Presidente for the last time. What? For too long I have ruled with fear and senseless killing? Now is the time for me to restore democracy to this scenic yet underdeveloped country? I intend to put myself in prison and throw away the key? What? But I...
Okay, Mr. President, that was fine, thank you.
A trick.
A winning hand, I think.
You.
You didn't think I was alone, did you?
Yes.
Greg, are you all right?
Ah, welcome to San Pedro, Miss Penelope Gold. I've heard a lot about you.
All good, I hope.
Well, nothing smutty, if that's what you mean. Guards! Seize them!
Your guards have fled the palace. The mob is at the gate.
It's all over, El Presidente.
Not quite. I still have 2 hostages.
We'll see about that. Fainted for a moment there. Oh, touch of San Pedro belly, I think. El Presidente.
Is he?
I'm afraid so. And what's more, I think he's dead. Sergeant, get that body to Geneva for analysis right away.
Right, then we can find out if he really was a single-cell sample-generated clone of Hitler the Führer after all, as he claimed.
Mm-hmm. Well, Miss Gold, it only remains for us to wish the good people of San Pedro the very best of luck.
And also there's finding Mike.
It won't be easy, of course, at first, but they'll find the ballot box every bit as powerful as the machine gun. And of course the pen is mightier than the sword.
Where do you think he got to?
Especially if it's a pen like this one with a bit on the end that squirts out nerve gas.
Craig, what about Mike?
Oh, I think he's got one that turns into a sword, in fact. So, strictly speaking, I suppose his pen is only as mighty as the sword. Bad luck him.
No, hadn't we better find him?
Oh, he'll turn up. We've got some celebrating to do. I thought Calimero's Bistro on the seafront. Sunset, champagne, table for two.
Aren't you forgetting something?
Please?
Ah, there you are. Sorry I'm late. I got held up by a 300-man guerrilla army.
Table for three, I think.
Listen to me. Now listen to me. Craig Penelope Mike. The adventure in San Pedro is over. You are back in your flat after a long but not unpleasant flight. Relax now at home. At home in your flat.
Well, home sweet home.
You took a bit of a risk back there, didn't you, Mike?
Not really. I knew from my research that El Presidente was incapable of ad-libbing. Listen to this review of an old school play he was in. In an otherwise distinguished cast, Juan Pimento, the future Presidente of San Pedro, as the janitor, ruined the whole thing by not being able to ad-lib. So you see, he had to read the auto-prompt right through.
And that was his undoing.
Precisely.
Tarot cards, Penny?
Yes, that's right. I got them for Christmas.
What are you reading from them now?
Your future. You see, these 4 cards hold the key to your life from now on. First card, the scales.
What does that mean?
Well, either that your life is hanging delicately in the balance, just waiting to be tipped one way or the other, or that some enormous heavy scales are going to fall on you and kill you.
So, either way, it's a bit bleak.
Okay, second card, death.
What?
Oh, don't be so jumpy, Mike. They're just a guideline.
Oh, that's a relief.
A guideline to things that are absolutely certain to happen. Third card, death.
Okay, that's it. I'm not listening to any more of this nonsense.
Fourth card.
La 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 la. Not listening. La 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 la.
Fourth card, Mr. Envelope the Postman. That's odd. Oh, yes. I remember. I did some swapsies with Craig. He wanted the Lovers and the Ace of Wands because they had bare ladies on. Oh, Craig, there you are.
La 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 la. Not listening.
What's the matter with him?
Oh, he's just superstitious, that's all.
La 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 la. Can't hear you.
Listen to me. Now listen to me. Craig, Penelope, Mike, you are now in my power.
We hear and obey.
Not listening.
It is time to prepare for your next mission. A dangerous trip behind the Iron Curtain to Bulgaria.
Craig? Benny? What's going on?
You will find your instructions, as usual, printed on the inside of your sunglasses. Goodbye, and good luck.
I hear and obey.
I hear and obey.
Craig and Penny? Hypnotized? But this is terrible. I must warn the controller.
This is the voice of the Mr. Robs. There's nobody in at the moment. But if you leave your rank and colour, we'll destroy you as soon as we get back.
Wrong number. Damn useless shoe communicators. I'll go over there myself. What the? Door's locked, and from the outside. What's going on?
Ah, Professor, come in. This is Martin, you remember? He was El Presidente in the San Pedro setup.
Are you sure I was all right? I wasn't too gruff. That stubble was driving me mad. I think it made me more gruff.
No. You were fine. Now, if you'll excuse us.
Whatever you say, Mr. Mordick.
I wanted to talk to you about the Pervenders, man.
Ironic, isn't it? They were my most dangerous enemies. Now my greatest weapon.
They're still dangerous.
Not while the hypnosis lasts.
Oh, that's just it, Mordick baby. I've never tried to sustain a hypnotic state for this length of time. I'm afraid their minds will become resistant to my suggestions.
Well, increase the dosage.
But it's at 7 already.
Well, go to 8.
8? Heavy.
Well, 9 if you have to.
Are you mad? Oh, man, Mordick, dude, that will kill them.
What's 3 lives when set against the prospect of everlasting peace and love for all mankind?
You crazy cat, I suppose you're right.
Of course I am. Thanks for the good work. Henchman?
Yes, sir?
Watch him.
Watch who, sir?
The professor. Watch the professor.
Oh, there you are, Mike. Now come on, the plane for Bulgaria leaves in half an hour. Where's your lightweight matching travel luggage?
No time for that. Something's wrong. I just saw you two in there standing like zombies. There was a voice giving you instructions, and it looked as though you'd been hypnotized.
Hypnotized?
Why didn't it affect you?
I had my fingers in my ears. Maybe we've all been hypnotized before, and a particular instruction triggers our trance state.
But if we're here when it's time to hypnotize us again, we'll be hypnotized to forget that we know we're being hypnotized.
Exactly. We've got to get out of here.
Right. You could just run that by me once more.
No time. Look, behind this grill is the ventilation system for the whole block. We can get into one of the other flats and escape that way.
Okay, Penny, you're the smallest.
Oh, why do I always have to be the smallest?
Oh, and careful, Penny. There may be whirring razor-sharp blades in there.
Oh, well done, Craig. Very reassuring. That'll be a weight off her mind.
Mike, Craig!
What?
I think I found something. Another grill. I'll just...
What is it, Penny?
Well, either this ventilation shaft is 5,000 miles long, or something fishy is going on.
Eh? Let's see what she's found. But this is San Pedro.
Precisely. Everything just right, but flimsy, two-dimensional.
Our flat, San Pedro, and presumably Bulgaria as well. They're all like sets in some giant theatre.
I don't like it. Let's find the stage door.
Yes?
Mr. Mordick!
What is it, Professor?
The Preventers, they've escaped.
You fool! I thought I told you to increase the dosage.
I didn't have the chance, man. The set of their flat was empty when I got there.
Well, they can't have got far. Henchman?
Yes, sir?
The Preventers have escaped. Get the big dogs and bring them back.
Bring back the big dogs, sir. Right, sir.
No. Take the big dogs and bring back the Preventers.
What, like a kind of swap, you mean, sir?
No. Use the big dogs to help you find the... Oh, never mind. I'll do it myself.
I'll see, sir. Find the preventers and bring them back here, sir.
That's right. Hallelujah. Oh, and henchman.
Sir?
Dead or alive?
Me or them, sir.
Get out!
A beach.
Where do you think we are?
Lithuania's my guess. Baltic coast.
I'll ask. Old fisherman, what is this place?
Ach, no, that's a haddock.
Uh-huh. I meant, where are we?
The sunny is the dark isle, many is the tale I could tell you.
Yes, I'm sure. Listen, can you take us to the mainland in your boat? There are people chasing us with terrifying big dogs.
Ugh, big slavering hounds with a great yellow teeth and pointed tail.
Yes, perhaps we should have got in the boat before you mentioned the terrifying big dogs.
Come back, you daft old... Oh, hell. That's it, then. We're done for.
Well, perhaps if we went and stood in the sea, then they wouldn't be able to follow our scent.
No, but they might just spot us standing in the sea.
Of course, what you're forgetting is my special suitcase that opens out and turns into a powerboat.
Well, why didn't you mention it before?
I was waiting for a gap in the conversation.
Come on. You don't seriously think whoever has been holding us prisoner would let you hang on to your suitcase if there was the remotest chance of turning it into... a powerboat.
Craig, that is amazing. Permission to come aboard, Captain.
Sorry, Mike. I'm afraid this suitcase is only designed for two people.
You're not leaving me.
Oh, of course not. Catch hold of this rope.
You want me to water ski? Are you mad?
It's your only chance, Mike. Hold tight. The splendour of the Rialto, the majestic grandeur of the waterways.
Well, I'm just glad to be out of that powerboat. Mike, you're right.
Venice. We're in sodding Venice.
I had to find somewhere to park, Mike.
8 days on a pair of water skis.
Why did you have to park it, Craig? Why not just fold it back up into a suitcase?
Because... never you mind. Just allow me to know a little bit more about powerboats than you, okay? Bugger.
Oh, look, just what we need, the cafe.
Right, who wants what?
Oh, I'll have a cappuccino, please.
Yeah, cappuccino for me too.
Garçon, pot of chino and three cups, por favor. Okay, let's go over what we know so far.
Good idea, Craig. You start.
Okay, I've ordered the drinks. Penny?
Well, we know we were being held captive in a castle on a Scottish island. Someone was hypnotising us to make us think we were having exciting adventures. But why?
Something's going on, and we're the only ones who can prevent it.
Well, presuming we really are the preventers and haven't been hypnotised to think we are. I mean, we can't be sure of anything anymore.
So that's situation normal as far as you're concerned, Craig.
Right you are.
Now, if we really are the preventers, then the flat, the secret headquarters in Arnold Mews, does really exist.
Hey, that's true. Let's go and find out.
Hey, come on, Craig. The Orient Express leaves in half an hour.
Well, what are we waiting for?
A plane to London.
Well, here we are. Home sweet home.
Looks familiar.
There's some mail.
What a great top secret headquarters.
Yes, who knew about this place?
Reader's Digest, obviously, for a start. Oh, this isn't getting us anywhere. It's pretty obvious we are really the preventers. We need a plan. As long as no one knows we're here. Don't answer that.
Hello? Yes, this is Craig Sturdy. The others? Yes, they're here.
No!
No, they're out. At the shops. Right. Bye.
Right, that's it then. Dozens of heavily armed hoodlums are probably on their way to kill us.
What, straight away?
Well, with a bit of luck, they'll try the shops first. Honestly. Yes, this is Craig Sturdy.
I was taken unawares. Sorry, it won't happen again. Hello, Craig Paul Bridge Fordingtonson speaking.
Oh, God.
Yes. 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 I hear and obey. Wrong number.
Oh, well, never mind then, Mr. Stirplebridge Fordingtonson. Where were we?
We're trying to figure out what to do.
I've got a plan.
Oh, here we go.
Mike, you never listen to any of Craig's plans.
Well, that's because I know they're going to be very stupid indeed.
Why don't we just go to HQ and ask the controller what to do?
See? What did I tell you? Absolutely not all that stupid, actually, for once.
Well done, Craig.
Thank you.
Mr. Mordick?
Professor?
I've got it, man. I know how to recapture those Cookie the Preventers. They're bound to make for their flat, right? So here's what we do, baby. We just ring them up, and as soon as they answer, we send a hypnotic instruction for them to return.
Now, that's very clever, Professor. So clever, in fact, that I've already done it.
Oh, so they're on the way back, then?
They have a little errand to do first. They're planning to report to their controller. And when they do, he's a dead man.
But how?
A simple trigger. If their precious controller says the word yes or the word no, Sterling will shoot him. It can't fail. Then they'll feel compelled to return here where I will kill them.
Kill them? But I thought...
You thought a lot of things. I guess that's how you got to be a professor, Professor. You thought I was a rich philanthropist trying to bring about world peace. Whereas, in fact, I'm a megalomaniac supervillain who's taken over the world.
No, no, you're wrong. I had worked that out. That's why I'm going to kill you. Stand still. I'm not afraid to use this.
You haven't got the guts.
You shouldn't underestimate me, Mordick.
You shouldn't underestimate a bulletproof head and a lucky ricochet, Professor. Henchman?
Yes, sir?
There's a dead body over there. Get rid of it.
A what, sir?
A dead body there, look, just, oh no, go away.
Away, sir?
Look, I never want to see you again, all right? Leave, depart, scram, vamoose.
I'll just wait here then, sir.
Oh,
good evening, Controller.
Ah, Craig, Penelope, my dear. And,
Mike, Controller.
Mike? Oh, that's right, the third one. Of course, Stallion my name, Stallion my nature, eh?
Yes.
Now, let me fill you in as some of the blanks. You disappeared 3 months ago while working on the case of one Roger Mordick.
Spaniard, eh?
Who?
This one Roger Mordick.
You mean Roger Mordick, the Australian media tycoon?
Now, Mordick had a plan to brainwash the entire population of the globe through television broadcasts from a man-made island in the Atlantic. Now, we believe that he was killed when the island exploded. But then we heard a rumour that he had started his operations all over again with the help of a Professor Beatnik.
You sent us to investigate.
And we were taken prisoner.
And hypnotised to within an inch of our lives.
Precisely.
But why the charade of making us act out adventures? Revenge?
Possibly.
To extract information from us?
Oh, could be. Oh,
well, I don't know about you. I need a drink. Martini, everyone?
Oh, yes, please.
No, no, thanks.
Controller?
Ah, thank you.
Ice, Controller?
Oh, maybe.
Maybe? You maybe want ice in your martini?
That's correct.
Well, we're all having some. Come on, what's it to be? Yes or no?
An affirmative.
Affirmative?
You're behaving very strangely, Controller.
You see, our experts tell me that there is a very good chance that you are still acting under hypnotic suggestion.
No.
So, Mordick could still be controlling our minds?
Indeed. Exactly. Affirmative. It seems I may be playing a most deadly version of the yes-no game.
Craig!
Controller!
Come in. Come in. Yeah? What do you want?
The agency sent me, sir.
Oh, I see. You're the new henchman.
New, sir.
All right, you'll do. For now.
Good,
Good afternoon. My colleagues and I felt a strange and inexplicable compulsion to travel here by llama in Morris dancing costumes.
Yes, yes, come in, Mr. Sturdy. Mr. Stallion, Miss Gold, I've been expecting you.
Shall we bring the llamas? There didn't seem to be a llama park outside.
I can explain your strange and inexplicable compulsion, but first, Penelope, listen to me. When I snap my fingers, you will awake.
What? Where am I? And how can I be wearing something so naff?
Mike, listen to me. When I snap my fingers, you will awake.
What? How the? My God, there are llamas in here!
Yes, the preventers. You've been hypnotized all along. I meant you to discover that the San Pedro adventure was a fake. I also meant you to escape and return to your flat. And I directed you to report the mystery to your controller. The llamas and the Morris dancing thing was just a humiliating little joke.
But why?
Revenge. You thwarted my first brilliant plan to take over the world, and with you and your precious controller out of the way, I can start a second brilliant plan to take over the world.
The controller? Out of the way? What do you mean?
He is dead.
Nonsense.
My dear Mr. Stapelbridge Fordington, son, you shot him yourself.
Oh, did I?
Yes. Sturdy, I fancy, will make an admirable henchman.
Henchman?
That's it. You got it. Now, I order you to shoot your two friends with this gun.
I hear and obey.
Now, Craig.
I hear and obey.
Craig, it's me, Penny.
I hear and obey. I hear and obey. You know, there's still one thing I don't understand.
Oh, here we go.
Mike, shush.
Well, it could be anything.
You know, I was sure I got him right between the eyes first time. It was almost as if he had a bulletproof head.
Still, you got him the second time, and that's what counts. And the world has been spared his deranged and deluded brand of maniacal lunacy.
Right.
I'll say this for you. You were very convincing, pretending to still be hypnotised. I practically cacked myself.
And a narrow escape for you too, Controller.
Yes. We were able to put blanks in Craig's gun during the debriefing. Oh, it's standard practice when missing agents return unexpectedly. You see, we had to let you think that I'd been shot, or we'd never have found out about the llamas and the Morris dancing costumes, and Mordick's suspicions would have been aroused.
Well, all's well that ends well. A toast to justice, freedom, and truth.
To justice, freedom, and truth.
Oh, I think we need another bottle of 54. Craig, could you...
I hear and obey. I hear and obey.
That was The Return of the Preventers, written and done by Morwenna Banks, Chris England, and Robert Harley. Featuring Ed Devereux, Desmond Llewellyn, John Owen, and Neil Malarkey. Music was by Pete Behe, and Phil Clark did the producing.